8:50 on Connect FM. It's your morning connection for a Friday, but only for another 9 minutes or so. So before all the time has escaped us here on a Friday morning connection, we must review the past week as far as Tri-County Insider News is concerned. And we had a little bit of an abbreviated week with Labor Day on Monday, but Bronson Rasmussen has kept up with things here, and we have a pretty good week of news to report on, don't we, Bronson?
That we do. Yeah. And for this one, I'm also going to include things from last week, because we both weren't here last Friday.
Yeah, so that works out nicely, in a way, I guess you could say. So it is the Tri-County Insider News Week in review, and you get a bonus week.
That is also true.
All right. Bronson, let's get things started with a look at what we found to be the top stories of the past week and a half or so.
Well, it looks like the top story of both weeks came out last week of all things, and it has to do with the trial somewhat moving forward for former city manager of DuBois, John Herms Saplesio, and former city employee Roberta Bobby Schaefer. We have gotten word now that there's going to be a preliminary hearing on the bill of particulars, and that's going to be next Thursday, the 11th, at Johnstown. Of course, our crews will be there, and we'll update you with whatever information comes out from that.
All right. And that is a federal court proceeding, so you never know what will happen between now and then, and the possibilities of the preliminary hearing being either moved aside or shuffled, but we'll see how it plays out. Okay, what else among the top stories?
Well, earlier this week, there was a incident at the DuBois Tractor Supply. Right after noon, I can't remember the exact time at this point, it was between 1 and 2, but an aisle had collapsed inside the Tractor Supply and had fallen on two employees. Now,
shelving aisle
collapsed over, from what I've been told. And from what I heard, one employee was able to get free right away. The other one was a bit stuck, so a bunch of fire crews came down, got that employee free, and there weren't really any injuries or anything.
That's good.
But Tractor Supply did end up closing for the rest of that day.
Yeah, that was quite the stunning emergency-type situation. Any other stories over the past 2 weeks that would fall into the top category?
Yeah, we have one more. This came out this Monday, and it was surprising to see that I got so much views and interaction from people, but it does make sense. It has to deal with a mosquito sample that was taken from the DuBois area, and that mosquito was found to have the West Nile virus. Now, everyone in the medical professionals world is letting you know that this is out there, and to really be wary, make sure you apply the bug spray and make sure there's no stagnant water around for mosquitoes to be able to really populate your area, because that's where they thrive best, is where there is stagnant water. Now, if you don't know, the West Nile virus, that can cause fever, headaches, body aches, vomiting, diarrhea, or even rashes. And even in some severe cases, you could be hospitalized, and it could affect your nervous system or even cause death.
All right, let's move along to the category where we like to see the stories that our listeners interacted with the most. So these are the most interacted with stories of the past week and a half or so. What do we have there?
Well, we have a DuBois woman. She has been sentenced to spend up to 4 years in state prison after pleading guilty to delivering fentanyl. This was 35-year-old LaShelle Bearer, and she was accused of delivering fentanyl in a September 2024 incident where police had discovered 48 stamp bags on her that had a mix of fentanyl and xylazine. So after pleading guilty earlier in the week, she has been sentenced to spend between 16 months and 4 years in state prison.
All right. And this is the Tri-County Insider News Week in review. And Bronson now is going to tell us about another story that received the most attention. These are the most interacted with stories of the week.
Well, this one came from Brookville over the weekend, a sad story where a Brookville woman 21-year-old had died in an ATV crash in Armstrong County. It had happened sometime on Sunday around 2:30 in the morning, where they went to Deanville Road in Madison Township, and they had discovered that the passenger of the ATV had died from the crash.
Yeah, that is a sad story indeed. Before we wrap things up, Bronson, we want to do so on a high note, and that we can always be guaranteed of that because we turn to you to find the story that you pick as your story of the week, or in this case, the story of the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So what are you going to liven up the place with today?
There are so many choices, but I decided to go with something back to the roots of my choice for this.
Okay.
And it has to deal with food, of
course.
All
right, good.
Well, we have,
I had a feeling.
The United Way, they're having their wing fling coming up tomorrow on Saturday. It's going to be at the Big O Pavilion, and you can experience a bunch of different varieties of wings, as well as free drinks and snacks. And I believe last year they had desserts, but I'm not sure about this year quite yet on that. But, of course, you can enjoy all of these at the Big O Pavilion from the Du Bois United Way. It would cost you about $25 a ticket, and it'll be from noon until 3.
It's always a big event, and I had a chance to talk with Becky a little bit earlier this week about that, and it's always going to be a fun event, and it's a big fundraiser for the United Way and those member agencies. So if you get a chance to come on out, make sure you do so, and watch out. Bronson might be there flinging wings, right?
A couple of us from the Connect FM and Sunny crew will all be there, and just watch out. We might be flinging some wings your way.
Yeah, well, be polite, Bronson, okay? And thank you for the weekend review of Tri-County Insider News, and since it's been 2 weeks, let's not do that again. Let's get back here next Friday and do this all over again.
Okay? I suppose we should.
All right. Thank you much.